we knew there was an eyewitness who had kind of, but not quite, identified Sal Bergoglio.
His problem was that he had read newspaper accounts, and he was, I think he was trying to sort of help the FBI along rather than simply being an untainted witness. But the problem was they didn't know if his information was coming from news reports or whether it was untainted information that he'd witnessed.
Bergoglio was a old school grizzled gangster that really looked the part and someone that really didn't flash a smile that much. It's a wide belief that Bergoglio and Andretta were sent by Provenzano to Detroit to be his representatives on the Hoffa hit.
We knew that a guy named Ralph Picardo was telling the FBI what they knew about Jimmy Hoffa's murder. According to Ralph Picardo, Hoffa stuffed into a 55-gallon drum and shipped via Gateway Transportation truck to an unknown destination.
And this is what the FBI's initial understanding of the case was.
So you have Russell Bufalino, who's the acting head of the Genovese crime family. You have Tony Provenzano, who's a capo in the Genovese crime family. And then you have his guys, Sal Bergoglio, Gabe Bergoglio, Tommy Andretta, Stevie Andretta, being the guys who were actually the mechanics in this operation.
You know, two people can keep a secret if one is dead. There isn't a want or a need for information, then they don't know about it or want to know about it for that very purpose.
Does it make any sense that you would carry Jimmy Hoffa around in a 55-gallon barrel when you could just simply take him to Central Sanitation and dispose of the body? I think that that's where the feds eventually landed on that.
And he said, just bottom line, makes no sense at all. You don't kill somebody and then cart their body across country. Nobody in the underworld is going to do that kind of stuff.
Well, the next day, I pick up the phone. I call Sal Bergoglio and ask for him at local 560. He gets on the phone. He says, yeah, who's this? And I said, my name's Dan Maldea. And he says, what do you need? And I said, I'm a journalist, and I'd like to come and talk to you. He says, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, the Hoffa disappearance. He goes, what makes you think I have anything to say about that? And I said, because, Mr. Bergoglio, you've neither been indicted nor arrested, and the entire world is saying that you killed Jimmy Hoffa, and the government is putting this information out, and I think the government might be violating your civil rights.
We are innocent, we're presumed to be innocent, we remain innocent.
But you must theorize on why the government's doing this to you, and this goes back
no,
to
No, you know, they're a bunch of motherfuckers.
the possibility of Hoffa's body being stuffed in a 55-gallon drum, pickled, maybe put in a liquid preservative.
Well, now, what the hell, would you ever pickle anybody and keep preserve them? Let's assume, put yourself in the position of the bad guy.
And I think if I
would you try to preserve him? Two fellas out of Chicago met their maker through at the expense of the, or at the hands of the CIA because
Roselli
of testimony.
And Giancana?
Yeah, Roselli and Giancana. Now, you'd be better off asking the CIA to investigate the FBI, and the FBI to investigate the CIA, and then there you'd have the answer.
Sal Bergoglio got rubbed out last night. Two hoods shot him dead on Mulberry Street in New York's Little Italy section, and the cops think they know why.
Federal authorities believe Salvatore Bergoglio was one of the men who kidnapped and killed former Teamster boss Jimmy Hoffa, but they've never been able to prove it. During the Hoffa investigation, Bergoglio was brought before a lineup in Michigan, but he was not positively identified. In the last year, authorities have been trying to pressure Bergoglio to cooperate with the government in the Hoffa case. But in New York City's Little Italy last night, Bergoglio was murdered, shot six times in the face and chest by two men after a short struggle outside a mafia hangout. Federal authorities think Bergoglio was killed because his Teamster and mafia bosses feared he was going to talk about the Hoffa disappearance. Today, a former federal prosecutor said Bergoglio had been warned by the government more than a year ago that there was a contract out on his life.
We gave Mr. Bergoglio as much of the information as we had. We advised him that he should be very careful, obviously. We also advised him that it would be in his best interest not to discuss our communication with anyone. He frankly made light of it.
Authorities think the way Bergoglio was killed, boldly, bloodily, on a busy street, was meant as a message to others to keep quiet about what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.